summer. For the summer. It's not summer.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
I got pants that make me itch. Well, hey, hi, good morning. It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. Mel is singing, but not completely.
Just little words.
Just 1 to 3 word phrases of LFO.
Because I was reading and I couldn't pay attention to the words of the song.
She just go, for the summer. And then I started making fun of her and she said, I wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics.
I wasn't. And I don't have them memorized.
No. But you didn't have to shout it at me.
I didn't realize I was shouting. I had my headphones half on and half off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Which is why I would have thought you didn't have to shout.
I didn't even think I was that loud.
Trust me, if you think you're not that loud, you're always that loud.
That's true.
By the way, I get it. It smells Mel.
And now, thanks.
I did understand.
Okay, you were just being a jerk?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
And it's Kauffman Stadium.
Whatever.
Not Royal Stadium.
Why can't I say Royal Stadium?
Because that's not the name of the stadium. They'd be calling it, like, Twins Field.
Mm. I can say Royals if I want to.
No.
Plus, I couldn't remember the name of the stadium.
I would have just said the Royals game or Twins game in Kansas City.
Oh.
That's just me, though.
Whatever.
By the way, there's a very nice, very rich dead couple who whose last name is Kauffman. That's the reason that the Royals will never move.
Well, I know. I did see their statues.
Did you read
the
plaque? No.
I think I did the last time that we were
there.
Oh,
did you?
I think so.
Yeah, basically they set it up so that they put the team in a trust so that if they're ever sold, all the money goes to charity.
It's pretty cool.
So the family still owns the team, but they made it so that, yeah, you're not moving this team because it won't be worth it for you. It'll go to, all the money would go to charity, which is pretty cool.
They wanted to make sure that it wasn't moving anywhere.
Yeah, well, which was a lot of foresight.
Yes.
Honestly. Twins played in Kansas City over the weekend, and Mel went to the Sunday game, was it?
Sunday game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very impromptu.
Yeah. I was watching the game, and then I got the picture message from you. I think it was right after the game ended is when I got it.
Oh, I sent it while I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like I have my phone on me 24 hours a day.
I kind of decided like at 3 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever. No, it was not.
I got a great idea.
Was not drunk.
Let's go to Kansas City.
Just so you know, was not drunk.
Okay.
It was not a drunk decision.
Decisions made at 3 a.m. are not sober.
I know. I was just happened to be awake.
I talked out a couple of guys out of going to Corson when I was in college because they heard there was an 18 and over strip bar there. And this was in Spearfish. And it was midnight, which meant it was 1 a.m. here.
Which means there was no way they're getting here in time.
Don't do it, man. And if you're like, strip bar in Corson, this is like 18 years ago.
That's funny. No, no, I had like maybe 3 beers the whole night. So it's definitely not a drunk decision and no shots, FYI.
And then we'll go shopping in the plaza.
Now, listen, can I even tell my story?
Yes, please. Please do.
I had talked about it earlier in the night, kind of jokingly. And of course, you know, my boy bestie Mike moved down there.
Oh, right.
And I miss him. And so I thought it'd be fun to go surprise him because I have 2 other friends over there, Lindsay and Tara, as well. And so literally we decided to leave at 3 a.m. My friend Tim drove us down there and we went to the game. Well, we surprised everybody first, except for Mike. Then we went to the game and then surprised him at work. And I got a video of it. It was pretty cool. He was shocked. It was nice. Like, what are you doing here? He had
no
idea.
Hey, bestie, how are you?
I was not drunk. I had 2 beers at the game, but I was not drunk.
Oh, that only cost you about $400?
A 20.
20.
20. I had the big Bud Light Limes.
Oh, yeah.
The biggins. Yeah.
You didn't fall in the fountain, did you?
No.
Okay.
I took pictures of the
fountain.
Just checking. I was not drunk. I don't know why you think I was drunk, because I made a spontaneous decision.
At 3 a.m.
I was just awake.
You were not sober. Let's just say
that. Yes, I was. I swear.
I believe you were not drunk, but you were not sober. There is an in-between.
No, it wasn't even buzzing. It was a sound decision. Okay. There was no alcohol affecting.
You left at 3 a.m.?
Yes. Left at 3 a.m. Well, I decided I supposed at like 2 and then had a pack and stuff, and then we left at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. I booked at the hotel literally on the computer right before we left.
So you checked in when you got there?
No. So that was the problem. They didn't have check-in yet. They didn't have any rooms open because they were full, right. So they wouldn't let us check in. So because I was going to surprise Tara and the rest later. So we went to eat, and I called Tara, and I said, so, how you doing? So here's the deal. I'm in Kansas City. And she's like, what?
You should have just gone to where she was working.
No, she wasn't working. She was off.
Oh.
And she I didn't know where her house was.
Oh, some friend.
Well, it's in Kansas City. How would I know where her house is? It's not like I have her address.
Oh, okay. I guess I have my friends' addresses.
Well, I don't send mail very often. Email, okay. Text message. So, and she's like, you're what? And I'm like, yeah, can we come over and shower? So I hung out with her in the morning.
All right.
It was fun. We went to the aquarium yesterday, that sea life thingy. Saw some sharks.
The sea life thingy.
See, the Kansas City Sea Life something aquarium. Yeah. I don't remember the whole name of it.
And then you go,
we're going streaking!
No, we did not go streaking. I was not drunk.
I hate to ruin the silliness of the mood, but
leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Michael Clark Duncan died yesterday.
It's so sad.
And so ironic that I watched Armageddon yesterday.
That is really weird.
I watch movies I've seen a million times when I'm cleaning.
Ah.
And first I filled the lower level of our house with smoke.
Okay.
I learned something about fireplaces yesterday.
What did you learn?
That,
you have to have them open?
Well, no. It was open.
Oh, okay.
But it helps if the air in the chimney is colder than the air in the room.
Oh.
Because heat rises.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I was just burning, like, some old checkbooks and, like, documents that I didn't want.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to go hunt for the shredder. I'm just going to burn them.
Makes sense.
Well, the smoke wouldn't go up because it was hot in the chimney.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So then I started a fire to make it hotter. Then it went up. And then when the fire went out, it filled the room with smoke. Yeah. Anyway, so I first watched Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And then when I was finishing cleaning, I was watching, I threw in Armageddon. Because I don't care if I see every minute of it. I know what happened in between.
Yeah.
And I just watched this movie yesterday.
So sad.
I know.
Yeah, he had a heart attack a couple months ago.
He was one of my favorite actors. Seriously, because he was so huge.
It's like a gentle giant.
6'5", 330.
Yeah.
Whole Nine Yards, one of my favorite movies.
I love his smile. Like, he just has this awesome, like, teddy bear type smile. Like, he just want to give him a hug.
Had a heart attack back in July. Early part of July, and Omarosa from The Apprentice was his girlfriend. She had given him CPR and saved him there, but he had never really totally recovered. And yesterday morning passed away at the age of 54. Armageddon, he was in that. Of course, The Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I believe, nominated for an Oscar.
I don't think he won. I don't recall if he won.
I don't think he won, but he was nominated.
Should have.
And The Whole Nine Yards, Daredevil, Sin City, Talladega Nights. So kind of sad, but not as sad as, well, yes, it is more sad than that. I was going to make a joke about you, but it wasn't appropriate. So I'm not going to.
Don't make inappropriate jokes.
No.
Hey, let's go to Kansas City.
I was not drunk.
I'm hungry for barbecue. Let's go.
We didn't even eat barbecue
right
while we were
now.
There.
You went to Kansas City and didn't get barbecue?
No, we went to some other place and we didn't go to a barbecue joint.
All right.
What?
Time for another rash decisions. Time for you to move to Afghanistan. If you go to Kansas City and don't have barbecue, there is something
morally
wrong with you.
I didn't pick the restaurant.
News is next. Hang on. The hot morning sunshine. Morning. Maybe
I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, 621, Andy and Mel, up to 90 today. It's 64 now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dealing with some people is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall.
All right.
Why do you keep vetoing all my internet quotes of the day today?
I don't think I find anything funny.
Oh, it's one of those days? Because that's pretty funny.
Except when, you know, you decide to go to Kansas City at 3 in the morning. That I find pretty funny.
It is.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 4th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Whitney Cummings is 30 today. Comedian. I believe she has something to do with Two Broke Girls. I think she's one of the writers of that.
Oh.
Beyonce's 31 today.
Yeah.
Much junk in the trunk. I like the wagon she be dragging. You snorted.
Oh, I did like a snicker thingy.
Ione Sky is 42 today. Do you remember her? Yes, you do.
Okay.
She's the girl John Cusack was singing to in, or was holding the boombox up to in Say Anything.
Oh, I do.
Mike Piazza is 44, retired MLB catching stud. Damon Wayans, he is Major Payne, and he's 52 today.
He's funny in that movie.
I love that movie. Dr. Drew is 54. By the way, looks like a kid's movie, not so much.
It's not really.
It's
like an older kid's movie.
Older kid's movie, yeah. Dr. Drew Pinsky is 54 today. Candy Alexander is 55. By the way, Dr. Drew, I am so waiting for him to have some kind of drug hooker scandal.
Nah, not going to happen.
Ugh, it would be so awesome. He's judging everyone else in Hollywood. It'd be great if he finally got judged.
But I think that he's too smart for that.
Tom Watson, golfer, 63 today. Merrill Bubba Knight, one of Gladys Knight's pips.
Oh.
And also her older brother. This day in 1781, not the greatest day I've ever known, because Los Angeles was founded by Spanish settlers. Why is that so funny?
Just because you stressed it was not the greatest day you've ever known.
Oh, I liked L.A. when I was there. I didn't think I would like it. I loved it. 1957, Ford began selling the Edsel. It was taken off the market 2 years later. 1967, I had no idea. CBS canceled Gilligan's Island. It ran for 98 episodes, only 3 seasons.
That's it?
It only ran 3 seasons. They've been playing reruns of that forever.
Yeah.
Well, you don't... Well, pretty much anymore. Only on Nick at Night, but...
I haven't seen any.
When we were kids, though, they were playing the crap out of the reruns.
All the
time.
In the
80s. 1972, Mark Spitz became the first Olympian ever to win 7 gold medals. We've forgotten about him since Michael Phelps. 1993, this is very cool. One-handed Yankee pitcher by the name of Jim Abbott threw a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians.
Cool.
Abbott was born without a right hand. So he would hang the glove on the little bit of a hand that he had, or the end of his arm.
Yeah.
And then he'd throw the pitch, and he got so good, he'd just slip his hand right into the glove after he threw the pitch.
Wow.
He was actually a pretty good major league pitcher.
Wow.
And on this day in 2006, Crocodile Steve Irwin died after his chest was pierced by a stingray's barb. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it was on this day... In 2002, before Fox realized what a big hit they had on their hands, that the first American Idol was crowned.
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time.
Yeah, they ran it through the summer.
Wow, I don't remember them doing that.
It was
so
the first
ago.
Time.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. They could probably run it twice a year if they wanted, but...
They could.
It's...
They have enough hard enough time fighting judges the way it is.
Yeah. Anyway. The first American Idol, Kelly Clarkson, was crowned on this day in 2002. That's why today, September 4th, is... Dirt.
Katy Perry and John Mayer may have not broke up after all. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Like that. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 639, up to 90 today. Somewhere in the middle of the day, though, it should kind of, the temp should start to drop off. You know, when that cold front blows through.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's a front of cold.
I like when you use technical terms.
Yes. I like to screw with their terms. The front of cold. will be coming through later on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On your Tuesday.
On your Tuesday.
Yeah.
Might feel like a Monday.
Feels like a Monday. But tomorrow is going to be
Wednesday.
Yeah. It won't really change how tomorrow feels. So you want to get people to do what you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really easy. A psychologist, or there's a study that figured out a psychological trick you can use to get people to do what you want. All you got to do is start with an outrageous request.
Outrageous request. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, for instance, Mel, can I borrow $10,000?
No.
How about $20,000?
$20,000?
No, $20.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's the trick. Start with something outrageous.
Ah.
You know.
So it's like negotiating. Hey,
would you like to adopt my kids?
Sure. I need a little boy.
Okay, let me...
That didn't quite work, huh?
No. Would you like to adopt my brother's kids?
No. How many does he have? Like
20
five?
Or 30, something like that.
Nothing against your brother's kids, but there's that. I couldn't handle
okay.
that.
Well, how about babysitting for us on on Friday night?
I would love to.
Okay. So that's basically
Do you need
it.
A babysitter Friday night?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is our anniversary.
I know. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I could babysit.
Because I am one of those people who cannot connect work life with home life.
Yeah, you're having
the
a hard time with that.
The wires just don't connect because I thought I had... The reason I didn't think it was a problem was because I didn't screw it up. Well, I screwed it up in one part, not the other. The calendar had it right.
Right.
I had a remote on the 29th, but the schedule that I made and put out said my remote was on the 28th, which is my wife's birthday. And so then I caused you to go through hell to find a babysitter on 24 hours notice when there was no remote to cover.
Like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. And and I do this kind of thing all the time where I'll have like Friday scheduled myself a remote.
Didn't realize it was your anniversary.
Our fifth anniversary. And I also did not know my wife had the day off already. So she suggested that, hey, why don't you work Monday, get your comp day and take Friday off.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Friday's our anniversary. I didn't realize Friday was the 7th. Trust me, I know the date of my anniversary.
Yes.
You don't question that at all.
No, I don't question that.
No.
It's just that you don't question when it...
But the wires
don't
connect.
Remember when it is. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just never connect things. Like, I'll have a remote and on a Saturday, and then Crystal will say, well, you know, I'm working. Oh, right. Suppose we should find a sitter, huh? Either that or I can bring my kids with.
So I get an email saying, hey, you want to switch remotes?
Yeah.
It's my anniversary. Sure.
Yeah. If you're a DIYer at all, which
I am.
Used to be. I'm not as much anymore.
Mine's more crafty.
Yeah.
But I like, there's certain things that I do at home myself.
Well, I'm not the only person whose attic is 45% insulated and whose toilets sometimes run for 17 hours straight. According to a survey, 2/3 of people say they have at least one unfinished do-it-yourself project in their house. See, I don't have any unfinished ones. I've gotten most of mine finished. I haven't started any for a long time because I know I'm not going to finish them right away.
I have things that need to be done that I personally cannot do myself to fix.
The average person gets back to their unfinished projects after about 6 months off.
Wow, that's a long time.
And 16% say they've had one last up to 3 years unfinished. The biggest one I did was my basement, and that one took me about... I started in like late October of that, whatever year that was. And then I finished it just in time for the Super Bowl. So about 3 months.
It took me a little while to finish my living room.
Yeah.
But I was piecing it, you know?
And mine was like a little bit here, a little bit there, you know.
Because it's hard to have your living room in shambles. Because, I mean, that's where all the living does, you know. So
yeah.
So it's hard to have that all in shambles. So when you're redoing it, you want to do little spots at a time.
Well, and for 3 months, for someone who doesn't do it full time, and I completely gutted it. New sheetrock.
Yeah.
New carpet, new trim. And some new wiring, but it wasn't anything major.
That's not too bad.
No. I mean, for a room we weren't using really anyway.
Yeah.
It was just storage.
Right.
Before that. And it had paneling before that.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ugh.
1976 was a good year for paneling.
Oh, yeah. And orange carpet.
We didn't have any orange carpet.
Oh, lucky.
We had stained white carpet. Giant stain.
Gross.
Yeah, it's worse than you think. Anyway. I'll tell you off the air. Okay. The Voice starts Monday. The blind auditions on The Voice start this coming Monday night at 7 on KDLT. We have got a chance for you to win an iPod Touch and Beats Studio headphones. That will be coming up at about 7:20 this morning. Hang on. 104.7, Andy and Mel, 653, up to 90 today. Got a chance of rain. Got some overnight. Not too bad. This kind of makes a hamburger with a Krispy Kreme donut bun seem tame to me.
Okay.
A company in Canada just unveiled a hot dog that uses a chocolate eclair as its bun. The eclair is split open, the hot dog sets inside, and then there's sweet eclair cream on top.
Okay. I'm okay with all of that except for the hot dog part. Let's put bacon instead.
Bacon is a topping. It's not a food by itself.
Why isn't it a food by itself? It's not a topping. What? What?
You put it on burgers. You put it on sandwiches. You put it in salads.
Yeah, bacon and eggs.
Yeah, you don't just eat bacon.
Why?
By itself. It's not a primary.
You wouldn't be eating it.
The eggs are the primary.
You
the
wouldn't
bacon
be
is
eating
secondary.
It by itself if it was on an eclair.
No. Well, sort of. It would be the primary food. It's not a primary food. It's a secondary. It's a
Why
side dish.
Why can't it be a primary food? It should be.
Bacon and eggs. Eggs are the primary. Even though bacon comes first, the eggs are...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. A British website called Cytopia did a survey, and 1 in 5 people call their partner by their actual name all the time.
Really?
And that would be me. I call Crystal Crystal. I don't call her honey or dear or... Babe.
Well, yeah, because you guys don't do that.
No. Guess what the number one most annoying pet name for women is? That like, women are most annoyed by.
Getting called?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Babe.
Is it babe?
Babe.
Yeah.
Babe. 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 I knew a couple once that used it as every word in a sentence. Babe. Let's babe, babe, and then we'll babe the babe. Babe. Comma, babe. Number 2 is Sweet Cheeks. 3, Snookums. Remember, this is over in the UK. 4, Baby Doll.
I like Baby Doll.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5 was Baby Girl.
That I don't like.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not a little baby girl.
I'm a baby girl.
And actually, I don't really like baby doll. I like doll. Like, hey, doll.
6 you know. Is muffin. 7, ducky.
Muffin?
Ducky. 8 was baby cakes. 9, sexy pants.
They use sexy pants over there.
And 10 is pudding. Hey, or pudding.
Hey, sexy pants. Why don't you go make me some supper?
Yeah.
I know.
Could I have a sandwich and a beer, please? Snookums.
Snookums is like kind of a funny pet name. Like if I would use it, it'd be for something funny.
Yeah, that's not one people use intentionally.
Uh-uh.
I don't think.
I hope not.
Babe is, and it needs to stop soon.
Hot. Hot 104.7.com.